Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Samach Daled, and we are starting Samach Yom Alam Bay is a little bit up from the bottom with Halacha Yod and Vilna Sura's Daf. It's right at the beginning of Nun Daled Omer Aleph, and today's Daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we're going to be discussing the Din of Noisar, which we know is Kachim meat, which is left past the time it's allowed to be eaten, and the Chiv is to burn it. So specifically in regards to Karban Pesach, the Mishnah tells us Hatzomis Vaginiv Noisar, bones, sinews, and the actual leftover meat. Yisri B'Shish Asar, that's burned on the 16th of Nisan. Remember, Erev Pesach is the 14th. The first day of Yontif is the 15th, and the first day of Chol HaMoed is the 16th. So Mishnah is telling us that all the Noisar is burned on the 16th, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, not on the 15th, which is the first day of Yontif. And the Gemara is going to explain where we get this from. Now, it's just important to note why these things are being burned. Noisar is obvious, it's the leftover meat. And when we say the Gidin are going to be burned, this is referring to the Gidin HaNoshe, which is also known as the sciatic nerve. We know that's Asr to eat on all animals, and there's actually two different Gidin. One's Asr Midai Raisa, one's Derabanan. The one that's Asr to eat Midai Raisa, that's not considered Noisar, because anyway, you're not allowed to eat it. It will refer to the one that's usher only midrabanan. So since midai raisa, technically it's mutter to eat, it has a din of noiser and has to be burned. And when the Mishnah says hatzomais, the bones, we're referring to bones that have marrow in them, and that marrow is edible, and so therefore the bones as well are going to be burned because they're considered noiser. The Mishnah continues, v'mchal shishas olias b'shabbes, if the 16th falls on Shabbos, so yisru b'shev asar, everything is burned on the 17th, on the second day of cholmoid, she'in doichem lois shabbos olias yomtif, because burning kachim is not doichem shabbos or yomtif. And now we bring another din into the discussion, which is the isser of breaking bones of the Karban Pesach. The pasuk says, "Etzem loisish brubai, don't break a bone." And now we discuss what this is referring to. The Gemara says, "Etzem she'in olav basar, we have a bone that doesn't have any meat on it. He ate all the meat off the bone; it's been licked clean." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Asal shayvrei, it's still asur to break it. He's not necessarily going to get malchus for it, but still asur to break." Whereas Rav Shimon Lakshan, Rav Shakir says, "Mutar l'shayvrei, no problem; he's allowed to break it." So Masr Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Yochanan asur shlakish. But Tanina, our Mishnah says, "Hatzomus vaygidivan noiser yisru b'shishasar," that the bones gidin and noiser are burned on the 16th. Now, if you're telling me that bones that don't have any meat on them are allowed to be broken l'chatchila, so v'yakayitz, why doesn't he just take this bone, break it in half, take out all the marrow and eat it, and now the bone's not going to become nicer because there's no marrow in it, and so there's no reason for the Mishnah to say that the bones are burned. There's no marrow in them. And the answer is that no, it's because the marrow inside the kulis, which is the thigh bone and other bones as well, in other words, is a little bit of a retraction from a previous understanding. At first we thought the Shitas Rish Lakish is that as long as there's no meat on the outside of the bone is allowed to be broken, and that's all we asked, so let's break the bone and take the marrow out, so now it's not going to be nicer. But now we're saying that no, any bone that has marrow inside of it, that bone actually does have an issur of being broken because the marrow inside is considered like regular meat from the Karban Pesach. So that's why the Mishnah makes sense, even if she's Rish Lakish. The one who's asking, fine, why not, after it becomes nicer, break the bone then, take the meat out, burn the marrow because that's what's nicer, and then he should be able to benefit from the bone itself. Because again, according to Rish Lakish, if our Karnar is saying is correct, that if there's no meat or marrow on it, the bone itself is allowed to be broken. So fine, break the bone once it's nicer, take out all the marrow, burn the marrow, and use the bone for whatever you want to use it for, as a toy, as a cup, or whatever. So Samachat off on top, Sovereign Maymar, the students in Yeshiva want to say, Ein Chalsan Asapsol, it's also to break the bone of something that's puzzle, meaning since it's nicer, it's puzzle, you're not allowed to break it. Now, Rav Blazer says, Vafilu Tamar Chalsan, even if you want to say that if something's puzzle, you are allowed to break the bone, Pasr Lakir Biakev, we could explain that our Mishnah in Shitas Rish Lakish is going like Biakev, Rabbi Yaakov says, Hababa Kaisher Mishari Shaina, Vinitma, Asr Bishvira Sa'etzem, that if it did have a Shasa Kaisher, it did have a time that it was permitted originally, and then it became Tameh, or it became Pasul for a different reason, then you're not allowed to break the bone. So you're right, technically there's a possibility that if it always was Pasul, then you could break the bone, that's no problem, but since the Karban Pesach did have a Shas Kaisher, on Leil Pesach he was eating from it, and it only became Pasul afterwards when it turned into Noisar, so everyone would hold that there's an Isser breaking the bone then, and that would even be in Shitas Rish Lakish. Now we continue dressing, burning the bone. So if Imi says, B'Shem HaBlazer, Matam Amar Atzomus Vagidim HaNoisar Yisri B'Shishasar, why do they say the bones Gidim and Noisar, specifically focusing again on the bones over here, why are they burned on the 16th? Shasarif Yashbim Shum Shaiver, because burning is the same thing as breaking. In other words, he's addressing the following point. If burning the bone of the Pesach on Leil Seder wasn't an issue, then why not just take a coal, burn a hole into the bone, take out the marrow that way, don't break it, just burn it, and then it's not nicer because there's no meat or marrow on the bone. And since we did not suggest this, it must be that burning is like breaking, so even Leil Pesach, we can't burn a hole in the bone to take out the marrow. Now the problem is that if Sarif is like Shaiver, burning is like breaking, then how could he burn it even on the 16th? Bones of the Karban Pesach are never allowed to be broken, as we just explained. Even if they're nicer, they're still not allowed to be broken. And the answer, at least in the Havamina, is the burning just to make a hole is different than burning the entire thing because it's nicer. And the reason we're saying in the Havamina is because soon the Gemara is going to ask this question. And the Gemara continues discussing this, bringing something else into the conversation. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Nimnin al Maich Shabarosh ve'in Nimnin al Maich Shabakulis. And we're being Nismane, we're registering people to the Karban Pesach. As we have mentioned previously, every person registered to the Pesach has to be able to eat a Kizai chayis of its meat. There has to be something for every person being registered. So Shmuel's saying that people could be nimne, even though the only thing they're going to be eating is the mayach of the roish, the marrow that's in the head, but they can't be nimne for the marrow that's in the kulas, is in the thigh bone or in any other bone. Why is that? Nimne al mayach shabarosh, shu yachol ha'yitzia derech ha'ozen. A person could be registered the Pesach based off the amount of marrow that's inside the head. That's because it could be taken out through the ear without having to break anything. But if nimne al mayach shabakulas, a person can't be registered based off of how much marrow is in the thigh bone, she'ino yachol ha'yitzia derech shvira, because the only way to get it out is by breaking it. Now Rabbi Yochanan says nimne al mayach shabakulas, no problem. A person could be registered to the Pesach even though the only thing he's going to be able to eat is the marrow inside the thigh bone. And Rabbi Yaakov Racha says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ain nimne al mayach shabakulas lechatchila. He can't be nimne based off of just the marrow in the thigh bone, but for him nimne. If he ended up being registered because of that, no problem. B'diavad, it's fine. Then we analyze these shittas in light of what we said before. Al dayt Rabbi Yochanan according to Rabbi Yochanan, meaning the way Rabbi Yaakov Racha quoted Rabbi Yochanan, v'yisrif yimne. Why not lechatchila burn a hole in the bone to take out the marrow? And because of that, we should be able to say that lechatchila person is able to be nimne to the Pesach because of the marrow that's in the bone. And Rabbi Yaakov Racha didn't say that. He said only b'diavad. So it must be that Sreifa is like Shvira, according to Rabbi Yaakov Racha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So my answer is the reason why lechatchila it's a problem is b'nei avdan kachem. It's because of the loss of kachem. When a coal is placed on the bone to burn a hole through it in order to be able to get the marrow out, some of the marrow itself ends up getting burned, and that's called ruining kachem, and that's why lechatchila it's not a good suggestion. B'diavad, it's fine, but lechatchila no. We have the same question in Shita Shmuel. I'll tell you to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, who only allows a person to be nimne to the Pesach due to the marrow in the head, but not the marrow in any other bone, still we have the same question, Yisrav Yimne. Why not burn and be nisman a person to the Pesach Chachila? Why is that? Well, because it has to be that Shmuel holds that Seiref is not like Shvira. Because if burning the bone was like breaking it, then how could Sreifa be allowed on the 16th? As we said before, breaking bones, even when they're already considered noiser, is a problem. So it must be that Shmuel holds that burning is not like breaking. So why doesn't he hold that Chachila we should be allowed to be nisman a person to the Pesach based off of the marrow in the bones, and let's just burn a hole through them to take it out? And the answer is, Savar Shmuel Krib Yaakov. Shmuel holds like Krib Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, Hababa Kaisher Mishar Rishayna Vinitma Asr B'Shvira So'etzem, that if something had a Shasa Kaisher originally, and then it became Tamir, then it became Asr because of Noiser, then it's Asr to break the bone. And so actually, it's the other way around. Seiref really is like Shiver, which means that the marrow can't ever be eaten because there's no way to get it out. And then that turns the bone into something that never had a Shas Kaisher. And just as we reiterated, according to Rabbi Yaakov, there's no problem with Shvira So'etzem. And that's how these bones are allowed to Chatchil be burned, even on the 16th. We continue discussing burning on the 16th. The Gemara now says, Ma chamas me markein. Why is it seeming to you to say this? The question over here being asked is, how do we know that burning nicer is not doicha yomtev? If anything, we should say the opposite. We should say that the assay of burning it should be doicha the lois assay of not doing malacha yomtev. Why does the Mishnah say that all the nicer of the Pesach is burned on the 16th, the first day of Chol Moed, not on the first day of yomtev? And the answer is because the pasuk says as follows, V'lois asir menu ad biker, don't leave it over till the morning, V'nicer menu ad biker, an extra word ad biker here, but ish desreifu, it should be burned in fire. And really shouldn't say that. It should just say, why add in this extra word, ad biker, until the morning? It must be learned from here, samach dalaron based on top, achar shnei bekarim, that this nicer is burned after two mornings, achar biker shel chamisha asar, v'achar biker shel shisha asar, after the morning of the 15th, the first day of Yontif, and after the morning of the 16th, meaning on the morning of the 16th, that's when it's burned. So the way we read the pasuk is, v'loisir menu ad biker, don't leave over any of the karm pesach until the morning, meaning until the morning of the 15th, v'nicer menu, but if something was left over, kama, ad biker, but it's just reifu, it should be burned in the next morning, meaning the morning of the 16th. But it's just not complete, because if we only had this pasuk, we would only know to wait until the next day, but we don't see any clear isser of burning it on Yom Tif. All we see is to yes, burn it the next day, but not necessarily to not burn it on Yom Tif or Matzah Yom Tif. And therefore, we bring another pasuk that tells us uksiv, it says in regards to carbon shlomim, v'hanoyser imbasar zevach b'yom ha-shlishi, but ish yisarif, anything that's left over from the meat of the carbon until the third day should be burned in fire. Now we know that a carbon shlom is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night, so technically, its noiser should be allowed to be burned the second night. And this pasuk is emphasizing that no, b'yom ha-shlishi, b'ish yisarif, on the third day, not at the nighttime, we're going to burn it in fire. That tells us that there's a clear iser to burn kodshim at night. And mainly we learn from here, shlomim, to carbon pesach, that the reason why it is burned the next day, the 16th, the first day of Chol Hamoed, is because there's actually a real iser of burning kodshim on yontif and burning kodshim at night. And so again, it's not just a chi of asay to burn it on the 16th, it's also a lois asay, don't burn it on yomtif or even on matzah yomtif because no burning kachem at night. So once we know this, the Gemara asks, Ma'ol Hatzis is Urim Duras Chametz. What about when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? So we're going to burn Chametz before Shabbos. Is a person allowed to light their bonfire of Chametz Erev Shabbos and have it continue burning into Shabbos? And the answer is, it depends. Mandu Yalf Mena Noiser Aser, Mandu Lo Yalf Mena Noiser Mutter. The one who learns Srevis Chametz from Noiser that it has to be burned. So it would be Aser to do this, because that means it would be burning on Yom Tov, and the one who does not learn destruction of chametz from Neisar, so therefore chametz does not have to be burned, it could be destroyed another way, and so even if you did decide to burn it, it's allowed to be burned that night. Now we go on to another question based off of this, and that's as follows. If kachem really isn't allowed to be burned that night, like we just said, then how do we understand the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos? It tells us, Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov, that on Yom Tov night, one is not allowed to use shemen sreifa for their candles. What's shemen sreifa? This is truma oil that became tameh, that's why it's called shemen sreifa. It's oil that has to be burned. You're not allowed to eat it. You can't put it in your salad or your dish, but you're allowed to burn it. And the Mishnah is telling us that he's not allowed to light his Yom Tov candles at night with shemen sreifa because no burning kachem on Yom Tov. Now the question is, in light of the above, why don't we just say that the reason why it's not allowed to be used is because it's nighttime and no burning kachem at night? Why do we have to say no burning kachem on Yom Tov? And the answer is, Amar Bon Barchia, Yardula b'shitas Rabbi Shmuel. This is in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Kamad Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Taman, just like Rabbi Shmuel says over there, in regards to Mila on Shabbos, Tinok Sha'avar Zmanoi, Nimel, Bain B'yoyim, Bain B'layla, that a child whose time has passed, it's already past his eighth day, he could get a bris Mila during the day or even at night. Vahach over here also, Iber Zmanoi, Nisav Bain B'yoyim, Bain B'layla, once it's past his time, it's allowed to be burned during the day and at night. In other words, we know that we're not allowed to do a bris Mila the night before the eighth day. The bris has to be done on the eighth day itself. But once we pass the eighth day, Rabbi Shmuel holds that Mila could be done even at night. And Neisser is the same thing. It's called Avar Zmanoi. It's past its time, so it's allowed to be burned at night. And it's the same with Shemen Sreifa. It's allowed to be burned at night because it's considered Avar Zmanoi, which is why the Mishnah asks for a different reason, namely because no burning kachem on Yom Tov, but not because of no burning kachem at night due to the fact that this is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Moving on to Halacha Yud Aleph, now we discuss how to register people to Karban Pesach. As we had said previously, anyone who's going to be registered to the Pesach has to be able to eat some sort of meat from it. The question is, what's considered meat? Let's say there's officially 10 kezesim of meat, but there's other edible parts of the Karban Pesach that add on another kezais or two. Is a person allowed to be registered to those other parts because they technically are able to be eaten? And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Kol anechel b'shar ha-gadol, anything which is able to be eaten on a shar ha-gadol, a large ox, yeh achel b'gedi arach, that's considered edible even on the soft young gedi that's being eaten as a Karban Pesach. V'rosh ha-kenafayim v'aschusim, and these two parts also. Rosh ha-kenafayim are the ends of the shoulder blades, and sechusim is other cartilage. These parts are edible on a shar ha-gadol, which usually its parts are much tougher. Nonetheless, since it can be eaten on a shar ha-gadol, it's considered edible as part of the Karban Pesach, and therefore a person could be nimna to it. However, something on a shar ha-gadol, which is too tough, it's too hard, and can't be eaten, so even though by the gedi harach, by the Karban Pesach, which is very young and soft, it technically could be eaten, since it can't be eaten on a shar ha-gadol, it's not considered edible by the Karban Pesach, and one can't be nimna to it. Now moving on, the Mishnah goes on to a din that we already know, but describes in great detail. If a person breaks a bone on a Karban Pesach, which is tahar, it's kosher, there's no problems with it. He gets 40 malkas. But if he leaves over some meat from the Karban Pesach, which is kosher, that's called noiser, as we've been discussing. Or if he has a tame Karban Pesach and he breaks a bone in that, he doesn't get malkas. It's still usher to break it, but he doesn't get malkas. And now going back to discuss the edible parts of a Pesach, the Gemara tells us, Gidim harachim. What about the soft sinews and the soft cartilage? Could one be nimna to the Karban Pesach because of them? So Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Dimna alein, one could be nimna for them. Or Rav Shimon Lach Shamar, he says, Ein nimna alein, no being nimna for them. And that's because right now in our Havamino, we're understanding the Machlaika says that Rabbi Yochanan holds, since they could be eaten because they're soft, so one could be nimna to it because it could be eaten. Or Rav Shlakish holds, even though it could be eaten, it's not considered meat, it's not considered basar, and therefore you can't be nimna to it. So the Gemara tells us, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shem Rav Zaira, Machal Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Machal Shitas Rav Shimon Lakish, it seems to be that we have a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and a steer in Shitas Rav Shlakish. This Bagun, they argue, Detenin Taman, we have a mission over there, is Mesechus Chulin, and discusses parts of an animal that are going to metame just like the flesh, just like the basar of the animal. What does the Mishnah say? Elu she'arisein kibsaron, the following, their hides, their skin, is considered like their meat, and is metame, ar ha'adam, the skin of a person, v'ar chazer shal yishov, and the skin of a domesticated chazer. Now Rabbi Yosef Omer, he says, af ar shal chazer habar, even the skin of a wild chazer. Also, ar chateres gomal aracha, the skin of the hump of a soft camel, which basically means it never carried anything, or ar ha'ar shal egal arach, the skin of the head of a soft calf, ar beis ha'process, the skin of the hooves, ar beis ha'boshes, the skin of the beis ha'boshes, which is a part near the private area of the animal, v'ar hashlil, and the skin of the fetus of the animal, v'ar shetachas ha'alia, and the skin underneath the tail, because that doesn't have any hair, v'ar ha'anaka, v'akoyach v'alotah v'achemet, and the skin of these four things, which are considered shrotzim, and Rabbi Yehuda says, halotah kechulda, halotah is like a chulda, and therefore it's not included, and the Mishnah continues, v'kul in all of them, she'ibdon, if their skins were worked, the tanning process began, oy, she'hilch ben kedei avoida, or they were spread on the floor, and walked on the amount of time that it usually would be worked on in order for it to become a proper hide, in order to become proper leather. Tahirin, they're considered tahar because they're not edible anymore. They're not skin, which is like basar. They're not like flesh. They're not soft anymore. They already started the tanning process, and therefore they're not metame like the skin. Chutz me'ar ha'adam, except for the skin of a person, which even if it's tanned, it's worked into leather, it's still metame. That's exer because we don't want a person to end up turning one of their loved ones into leather. So therefore, therefore we say it's always metame. As on top, he says Shemayna Shratzim Yashlan Oires, all eight Shratzim that are listed in the Torah, they're considered to have R, meaning their skin is not considered basar, rather it's considered R. It's like a hide, and therefore they're not metame. Now here's what we're getting at. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Loi Shanu, this is only taught that the skin is like basar and it's metame El Israel Tuma. That's only in regards to the Isra of eating it and in regards to being metame. Avo Lilkois, but in regards to getting Malkus, R who it's considered R, it's hide, but ain't like an all of Mishum Nevela, and one's not gonna get Malkus for eating it the same way he'd get Malkus if he ate Nevela. However, Shimon Lakishamar, he says, Mishnah Shlema, Shana Rebbe. Rebbe just taught a whole Mishnah, and the din is the same. Bain la Isser, Bain Lokos. We take out the words Bain la Toma, both for Isser and for Malkus, and so we see the Rish Lakish argues with Rabbi Yochanan. Now here's the question. Machal Shidase, do Rabbi Yochanan's proper gear? So we have a steer and sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Taman who avalei basar, Vakai, lo avalei basar. Over there he cheats like basar, over here he doesn't. In other words, in this Mishnah Chulin that we just quoted, Rabbi Yochanan says that eating the hides, the skins of the animal, is not considered like real eating, and therefore he's not going to get Malkus for eating Nevela. But over here by Karim Pesach, he holds that eating the gidim, the sinews, is considered like eating to the extent that we could even be nimna a person to Karim Pesach, even though the only thing he's going to be able to eat is the gidim. So it's a stira. These types of things from animals that are not officially flesh, they're not officially meat, is it considered like real eating or not? So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi answers, Shani Hitamon, that case of Mesechus Chulin is different, Shu Ar, because we're talking about the hide, the skin, Va'ar Soifel HaKshais, and the skin will eventually get hard and become totally unedible. In the stage that we're currently holding, it's soft and it technically is edible, but later on it'll become completely not edible, and therefore it's different than the gidim, which always are able to be eaten. The Gemara continues, based off what we just said, Kol Shekein Mechav Shitas Rav Shimon Lakish. For sure there's a steer in Shitas Rav Shimon Lakish. Ma in Taman Shesefel HaKshes Hu Avalei Basar, just like over there in the Mishnah Chulin, when we're talking about the hide, which will for sure eventually get hard and you won't be able to eat it, he still treats it like meat, as we just said above, that according to Rav Shimon Lakish, one will get Malkus for eating it, kind of over here by Karim Pesach, Shein Sefel HaKshes, where the gidim are not going to get hard and they're always going to be able to be eaten, like Kol Shekein, shouldn't he for sure say that they're considered meat and one can be nimna to a Pesach, even though the only thing there is the Gidin? So Amar Rav Avin, he answers, Tavid Rav Shimon Lakish, what's Rish Lakish's source for the Karim Pesach? That's because it says, V'achlu es habasar loy gidim. By the Karim Pesach specifically, it says, and they shall eat the meat. And that means that it's only something that's considered 100% meat, not something that's edible, but something that's meat, and therefore gidim. Even though they're edible, they're not considered meat and they can't be part of the Karim Pesach. As opposed to Nevela, one could be chayv malchus for eating anything that's considered edible in the animal, even though it will eventually get hard. The iris, these skins that we mentioned, the Mesechus Chulin, since they're soft right now, one will get Malkus for them, so there's no stira. Now we have another way of looking at this. Rabbanan Tekisaron Amrin, the Rabbanan Kesari say, the Ruchiyah Rav Isi, Ruchiyah Rav Isi argue how to understand this. Chad Michlef, Fechad Kodein Tanoya. One of them actually switches around the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and one of them is like the way we quoted it previously. And Man de Michlef, less like Kilin Kushya. The one who switches around the Shitas, he doesn't have these questions at all. The whole reason we had a question is because there's a stira, Rabbi Yochanan himself, from Chulin to Pesach, and Rish Lakish from Chulin to Pesach. But if you're going to switch around their Shitas, then not only is it not a stira, everything works perfectly. What they hold by Chulin is Lashitasam to Karban Pesach. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.